And with the rise of our wealth, we become more ephemeral and thus more vulnerable to be hit back to poverty. And early on, genius catches something that only with a lot of effort people will catch much later on. And we are only taught what is good or bad, but cannot judge according to our common sense. And the need to be liked by our social group come to shape the whole of our existence. And there are those who enslave others to pick, and those who are forced to pick, and those who pick out of their own will, and only the latter are content. And who enslaves the lives of others to live in luxury should not have the right to live. And what is tradition but just an inheritance hindering the development of our own nature? And of all the public opinions generated by the media, we ought to create a stoic indifference. And what humans have fought to turn easier with their technology, it has indeed turned more difficult in another way. And only social gatekeepers could invent a gatekeeper as their god, giving them access to paradise only if they comply with his morality. And our world is the natural surrounding, and our psychosis is to reduce it to the household. And only time can prove that our stoicism is the only one that can guarantee the survival of our human nature and nature at large. And by cheating with the time of our death, we cheat with the time of our rebirth. And the more society projects itself as open-minded, the more canons are established, and the more it's harder to rise with new content. And to take care of the surrounding, we ought to stay static, and to take care of ourselves, we ought to move, and this is the greatest dilemma. And not only society wouldn't know how to deal with folk wanting to dedicate themselves to nature, they just wouldn't be in their interest. And our salvation at last is to get dirtier with creativity. And we either waste our time to get rich or invest it to get a better understanding but won't afford to share it. And too much we think of climbing the social ladder when there will be soon no ground underneath it. And humans can either generate a chaos bringing a new life, or in their conformism provoke a chaos that is most self-destructive. And just the need to write a memory makes it worth it in itself. And in a democracy, the level of tyranny is anyway spread out to few individuals who hinder the full manifestation of others. And magic occurs when the line becomes one thing with the point. And in the end, we might be agreeable to a corrupt social system only to enforce our purifying autonomy. And if a decision ought to be made, should be made thinking of what keeps us the most with our nature. And in our profoundness of all the work we generate, only a tip of it might come out to the surface. And we may be restless in the end only because we don't dedicate enough time to navigate in the ocean of our existence. It should never be the belonging, but the way we perform that should characterize us. And how quickly the master and slave and slave master relationship can be turned upside down without resolution. And fascism may succeed only because the fascist in the media and only in the media looks stronger. And right opposite to the desire of power is the desire to shrink our lives to the essence. And in all our autonomous undertaking, we don't need no supporters nor offenders, thus no society at large. And we can only truly heal from all the social intrigues in a most deep solitude. And in the transition from being slave to becoming masters, all of our ideals get turned upside down. And our effort should be certainly not made to make the lives of others more effortless. And any social intervention is like the cutting of a forest that will later require much care. And deserting will never bring us any pride, but will certainly spare our human capital. And the more we own, the more we need to have a clear view over it, and the poorer we get. And in the end, it is not about how we die, but about the life we have put on Earth. And just like bees or wasps, we all have a hive and might have the luck to change it or the strength to build a new one. It isn't about the organization, but about the automation of such an organization that kills the variety down the line. And every century is a demonstration that the ideology promoted in the previous century has dreadful effects. And as long as we contribute to an institution, we increase our power within it, but keep stupid. And against the homogenizing state bureaucracy, we ought to set forward the bureaucracy of each individual humanity. And we shall never be happy about too much of something, as it inevitably results in too much of the opposite. And either way, our outcome will be proportionate to our income and so our freedom. And any theory is relative to the continuous transformation it tries to crystallize. And our main passion should be that of regenerate, and if we don't fulfill it, we turn it into many vices. And in the end, we shall cast our seeds to the social environment, waiting for it to desterilize itself. And as the empire keeps on moving west, the east become the place for our healing. And natural achievements are most intimate, yet most long-lasting. and if power exposes its bulletproof logic, poetry opens its delicacy to both good and evil, and we might turn our full attention to our own selves only because in the first place we were excluded by others. And only the memory of the single can withstand the enforced projection of a collective memory. And what in the larger picture can be seen as bad, in the smaller picture can be seen as good, and vice versa. And the difference doesn't lie in our background, but foremostly in the way we approach life. And at last is no longer a matter of production, but a matter of belonging to a set of channels of distribution. And at the end, the social anthill will only benefit from unofficial kind of infiltrations. And ideologies are but fertilizer injected into culture in order not to be eaten alive by us parasites. And for the sake of communicating to everyone, all the intellectual edges get smoothened.